increase sales.
Three new accounts worth over $500,000 a year and a steady 45% gross margin of profit.
Improve margins.
Implementing your top secret program, we finally made enough profits to actually create a profit sharing plan.
And grow your business.
It's probably the best thing I could have ever done for my business.
Guaranteed.
This is a program that's not just going to help you for the next few weeks in your business or even the next few months. It's going to help you for the rest of your selling career. And to me, that is priceless.
Welcome to Top Secrets of Promotional Product Sales. How to increase sales, improve margins, and grow your business. Guaranteed. This is the information your competitors prayed you'd never receive.
Hi, I'm David Blaze. Welcome to How to Compete with Websites, Local Competitors, and Price Cutters. If you're concerned about losing business to websites selling promotional products and local competitors undercutting you on price, you're not alone. ASI's latest State of the Industry report makes it clear. The promotional products industry is changing, and many of these changes make it much more difficult for the traditional independent distributor to compete. In this program, I'll tell you what you can do to maintain your client base and better compete with websites, local competitors, and price cutters selling promotional products. For years, distributors have concerned themselves with two primary threats to their sales and profitability: websites selling promotional products and other local distributors, particularly lowballers and price cutters. According to ASI's State of the Industry report, in 2008, 26% of distributors considered websites selling promotional products to be their top competition. By 2013, that number increased to 41%. So with websites and lowballers cutting price, the question becomes, how can the traditional independent distributor compete? Well, it's no secret that for decades, distributors with limited sales skills have always cut price in an effort to compete with more skilled and more savvy competitors. And recently, this trend has exploded with industry websites offering rock-bottom prices on promotional products. So inevitably, the question I get is, how do I compete with that? And the answer lies in the three critical factors you need to succeed, and I'll get to that shortly. But first, it's important to understand that buying from a human being and buying from a website are two completely different experiences. For the rest of the explanation, we have to look at what I've identified as the five levels of promotional product sales. Very quickly, they are, at the low end, the order taker. This is the person who, if you say, "I'd like to order 500 of a particular brand of pen, here's the item number, I'd like white with a red imprint," they can take the order for you. This is essentially the minimal point of entry in our industry. You have to have the ability to take and process orders. The next level up is that of the product seller. This is the person who says, "I can put your logo on over 500,000 different items. If you can think it, I can ink it." By their very nature, product sellers are only able to sell to people who already know they want to buy promotional products. So as a result, the percentage of the market that they can actually reach is really rather limited. The next level is that of the relationship marketer. This is the type of person who's generally regarded as a people person and can actually begin to establish relationships personally. If a person's able to create relationships, sell products, and take orders, he or she can earn some money in our industry, but not nearly as much as those who also incorporate levels 4 and 5. Level 4 is the consultative seller. For purposes of simplicity, I describe this as the type of person who is able to connect the dots between what the prospect or client actually wants and what it is that we sell. For example, it's possible that someone doesn't know they need promotional products, so if you asked if they wanted to buy them, they'd say no. But let's say you determine that they do want to motivate their employees. The consultative seller is able to recommend a promotional campaign designed to help them motivate their employees, so they end up buying the promotional products as a result of the consultation which uncovered the need they had. And by connecting the dots between what the prospect wants and needs and the products we sell, the consultative seller is able to make sales to people who otherwise wouldn't buy promotional items. This allows the consultative seller to make sales where the typical product seller, order taker, or website can't. Because no one's going to go to a promotional products website if they don't even know they need promotional products. So lots of opportunity there. Finally, level 5 is that of the customer acquisition and retention specialist. This is the person who is exceptionally good at getting and keeping customers, which is ultimately what leads to success in our business. Because without the ability to get and keep customers, you're not going to be able to build a sustainable business. Naturally, there's a lot more to these 5 levels, but even from this brief overview, it becomes very apparent at which levels both your lowball local competitors and websites selling promotional products function. They function well as order takers, and sometimes as product sellers, but they usually have trouble establishing relationships with people, consulting with clients, and acquiring and retaining high-quality clients. Here's the most important thing you want to consider. Industry websites and local lowballers generally don't charge as much for one primary reason, because they don't provide the same level of service as a relationship seller, a consultative seller, or a customer acquisition and retention specialist. That's a critical distinction, so I'll say it again. Industry websites and lowballers generally charge less because they don't provide the same level of service as a relationship seller, a consultative seller, or a customer acquisition and retention specialist. They're essentially providing a different method of performing the order taker function. Either the website takes the order, or the lowballer takes the order. There's not a lot of value added there. So websites tend to attract a segment of the market we might think of as the do-it-yourselfer. And local lowballers attract a segment of the market that we might think of as cheapskates. So then the question becomes, is that really the type of client you'd like to attract, convert, and retain? In many cases, the answer to that question will be a resounding no. There's a big difference between the type of person who goes to Home Depot, buys a bunch of lumber and supplies, and builds a deck on the back of their home, and the type of person who hires a contractor to do that work. All the same things have to be done. It's just a matter of who does the work. Same with promotional products. Industry websites are the equivalent of the Home Depot. It's designed for the do-it-yourselfer. So for people who like to do online searches, figure out which products they want, shop lots of sites for the best price, place the order, submit the artwork, and hope for the best, it's going to be difficult to compete because those people are simply not qualified to do business with you. When we recognize this, we can adjust our efforts to attract the types of clients who are actually interested in and willing to pay for the services we provide. It's easiest for websites and local price cutters to compete at the level of order taker and product seller. It's much more difficult for them to compete at the higher levels because it's very difficult for them to establish relationships with people, absent any contact with an intelligent, motivated, and well-trained human being. And this is where trained, motivated, connected promotional products professionals shine. Establishing relationships, consulting with clients, and functioning as a true customer acquisition and retention specialist. This is really the thinking work of our industry. It's the work that leads to customer loyalty. If I'm a do-it-yourselfer and I know what I want, everything becomes a commodity. I can shop anywhere and negotiate the lowest possible price. But if I'm interested in establishing some sort of relationship and having someone consult with me about the best possible options for myself and my business, that requires a trained professional. Ultimately, it's very easy for a trained promotional products distributor to compete at the top 3 levels. So that's where you want to operate most of the time. Remember, whenever you're competing with a website, it's likely you're functioning at the lower level of order taker or product peddler. It's also likely you're dealing with do-it-yourselfers who may be more than willing to do the bulk of the work themselves in order to save some money. So I submit to you that if you're looking to attract and retain the type of customers you actually want to keep, this type of prospect, the do-it-yourselfer, is really no longer an option for you. It's not the type of client you want to attract because it's not the type of client upon which you can build a successful and sustainable business. Instead, the highly successful promotional products distributor focuses on functioning at the top 3 levels: relationship marketer, consultative seller, and customer acquisition and retention specialist. When you do this, it's no longer a matter of you trying to compete with websites. It's now a matter of industry websites being completely unable to compete with you. It tilts the playing field in your favor. Naturally, accomplishing this doesn't happen in a vacuum. You can't function at an order taker or product peddler level and expect to be able to compete with others unless you possess the three critical factors you need to succeed. And I'll get to those in a moment. Meantime, here's what I'd suggest. Take a look at the relationships you've lost to websites selling promotional products, local distributors, and price cutters, and ask yourself, is the account I lost a do-it-yourselfer? Is it someone who doesn't mind doing the lion's share of the work in order to save a few pennies? If so, is that really the type of account you'd like to have? Or is it time to rethink the types of accounts you're pursuing? Also, if you did lose an account to a website or a lowball competitor, is this the type of client who was looking for consulting? In other words, did they pick your brain first to get your good ideas, then shop those ideas around on a website? If so, you've identified another type of non-client, the idea stealer. How many of those do you want to interact with on a daily basis? Ideally zero, right? You probably don't want clients who are going to take your good ideas and shop them around to lowball distributors or websites. In this day and age, in the current economic environment, with all the changes going on in our industry, the simple fact is that you can't effectively compete without the three critical factors you need to succeed.
Here's what people are saying about Top Secrets.
My name is Patrick Doyle. I'm with Proforma Synergy. Top Secrets has helped me. It's grown my business by approximately 50%. When I first did the tape, I think I was around $400,000 in sales. When after I implemented a lot of things in Top Secrets, my sales right now are close to $800,000, and I'm looking to jump to the next level.
My name is Lori Robinson. The name of my company is Edison Advertising Corporation. I've been in this business since March 7th, 1994, and when I was first approached about the Top Secrets tapes, I figured what could there possibly be in there that I don't already know. Well, when I purchased it, it was the best thing I could have ever done for my business. All the tips that I've picked up has generated extra revenue, and that's not just for a month or for 6 months, that is for the rest of my selling career. That is priceless.
My name is Eric Wilson with Angel's Eye Productions. I've been in the industry for maybe a little less than 3 years. Got an opportunity to do the ultimate makeover, and that has increased my business unbelievably. I mean, about every month I'm doing double what I was doing. About 80% of my orders are P plus orders, and I've actually had to add like three pluses on the end of one order because I was at like 75% through some various ways. I don't focus on price selling. I focus on, you know, giving them more.
Hey, I'm Scott Toomey with Junior's Promotions from Madison, Wisconsin. I just want to give kudos out to David and his entire company. Took the course in January, bought the Top Secrets promotional sales reps, and in 6 months have seen our profit margins go from 28 to 29 all the way up to almost 40%.
Well, what really happened was is you kept sending us these emails and I kept reading them and deleting them, and finally one day I said, you know, maybe I'll see what this is all about. And we followed a lot of the things you told us, things that you would have thought we didn't think of. So we probably brought on in the first quarter 20 new clients, 22 new clients, and it's just working fabulous. So we're tickled pink.
Hi, my name's Ron Van Dusen. I'm with Varsity Promotions. Been in business less than a year, and my wife and I bought the Getting Started system, and it was just loaded with great information that helped my wife a lot with the art, figuring out the art, and for myself, gave us some really good sales ideas, things to turn me into a consultant as opposed to a product peddler. And because of that, I was able to generate enough sales in the first 2 months to more than pay for the whole system. So it was a very good investment.
My name is Deanne Wills from Exclusively Yours Advertising in Tyler, Texas. I do recommend Top Secrets because they will teach you the right way to do this business from the ground up, from what time you open to how you handle your accounting, all the way to how you train your salespeople and, you know, how to generate ideas.
I bought the Top Secrets Salesman's Edition program a year ago, and during the last year, our promotional product sales have increased over 48%. But more importantly than that, our margins have increased 58%. And it's all been due to the things that I've learned and put to use from the Top Secrets Promotional Products Sales Edition.
Whether you're a business owner, an employee, or an independent sales representative, whether you're working for a small company or a large industry leader, Top Secrets can help you. To order Top Secrets online now, using your Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express, log on to www.topsecretswebsite.com. To order by phone, call Blaze Drake & Company, toll-free at 1-800-494-2721. That's 1-800-494-2721. Ask our sales team how you can sign up today.
Earlier, I mentioned that websites selling promotional products and competitors who cut price largely function at the lower levels of promotional product sales, the levels of order taker and product seller. And they charge less money because they also add less value to the transaction and appeal more to a do-it-yourselfer than those of us who function at the higher levels, relationship marketer, consultative seller, and customer acquisition and retention specialists. But when I talk about product selling and order taking being at the lower levels of promotional product sales, I don't mean to imply that they're not important. They are. But many people in our industry function solely, or at least primarily, at these lower levels, with perhaps a bit of relationship thrown in. By doing this, they can get to $20,000, $50,000, maybe even $100,000 in annual gross sales. And a website can get to millions of dollars in sales functioning only at these lower levels, as long as the owners are willing to invest enough money in search engine optimization and advertising to attract a sufficient number of online do-it-yourselfers who prefer to buy that way. But when a trained, motivated, connected promotional products professional functions at all five levels, when you can establish more and better relationships than the product sellers and the order takers, when you can use your consultative selling skills to turn non-buyers into buyers, and when you first focus on customer acquisition and retention in order to consult with clients, establish relationships, sell products, and take orders, your competitive advantage is assured. So now I'd like to talk to you about how to accomplish that initial goal, that of being the customer acquisition and retention specialist. To master the skill of consultative selling, connecting the dots between what a prospect wants and what we sell, and establishing solid, long-lasting, mutually beneficial relationships which allow us to sell the products we have to offer and take lots of orders in the process. These skills are a function of one of the three critical factors you need to succeed, and that factor is cutting-edge training. There's not a lot about customer acquisition, consultative selling, or relationship marketing that is particularly intuitive, which is why cutting-edge training is so important. When we choose to wing it, we do ourselves and our potential clients a tremendous disservice. Very few people in our industry have been thoroughly trained on how to get new customers consistently and keep them once you have them. And even those who have been trained often fail to put what they've learned into action on a daily basis. As a result, a relatively small percentage of the people in our industry are as successful as they could be. And an even smaller group have the processes in place which allow them to replicate those results throughout their entire organization. But when you do have those processes in place, it benefits you through your entire career in business. Of course, my company has been providing promotional products distributors with cutting-edge training since 1998, from our Getting Started system, which teaches new people the essentials of our industry, up to and including the basics of the consultative or diagnostic approach to selling, to our customer acquisition program, which gives you a six-step process for converting total strangers into paying clients, bridging the gap between your ability to sell products and your ability to establish the relationships which allow you to get and keep customers on a consistent basis. To our Top Secrets of Multi-Million Dollar Producers program, which helps established professionals to put it all together, retain clients year after year, and grow the client base organically and geometrically. To our Promo Academy, which allows you to onboard new salespeople, get them grounded and up to speed on the essentials of the industry, and teach them to establish relationships, consult with clients, and become customer acquisition and retention specialists, all on autopilot. Because let's face it, as a business owner, you don't just have to have the ability to convert total strangers into paying clients. If you want to grow and scale your business, you'll also need the ability to convert untrained order takers and product sellers into customer acquisition and retention specialists who can consult with clients and establish relationships for the purpose of selling products and taking orders. But my purpose here is not to pitch you on any of these products. Our purpose here is simply to say, okay, beyond the cutting-edge training, what else do you need? So let's assume you already have the training component totally nailed. You've already mastered the 5 levels of promotional product sales. You've got systems in place for getting and retaining customers. You have the consultative or diagnostic approach to sales down cold. You're an expert at establishing relationships, selling products, and writing orders. And everyone else in your organization is also fully trained and fully equipped to do all of that as well. What happens if you or they run into a situation where you don't know what to do next? You run into a situation with a client and you're not sure how to handle it. You run into a challenge tracking down a particular product or solution for a client and you're not sure where to go. You're looking for some advice from others who may have been there and done that. People who are in the trenches dealing with it every day and willing to share ideas, strategies, resources, recommendations on how to apply the training they've received. Key suppliers, preferred tools and resources. Where do you go then? You know, a lot of distributors and salespeople feel as if they're in it alone, even when they're not. Sure, the solo entrepreneur or the mom and pop who only have each other to turn to will often feel like they're in it by themselves. They lack the input, the feedback, the interaction, and the sharing that can take place when you're part of a group of trained industry professionals who are all grounded in the same high-level training and focused like a laser on getting to the next level. It's about being in the zone. And what I'm talking about here is the second critical factor you need to succeed, and that's quality connections. More than a dozen years ago, I established mastermind and discussion groups in which industry professionals who have been trained in the top secrets of promotional product sales training materials can gather together online via our email groups, offline at our mastermind group get-togethers, which take place at the major industry trade shows, via telephone through our monthly Inner Circle teleconferences, and in the password-protected areas of our members-only Inner Circle website. So my clients who choose to take advantage of these resources are covered, not just from a cutting-edge training standpoint, but also from a quality connections and community standpoint as well. They have the ability to interact, share implementation strategies, discuss what's working and what's not, and band together. We've had strategic alliances, joint ventures, and even full-blown partnerships result from these groups. If you're already a member, I encourage you to use it for all it's worth. Participate in our discussions, ask questions in our mastermind group, respond to the questions you have answers for in our discussion group, participate in our monthly teleconferences, read the transcripts, listen to the audios, and apply the things you learn. It will provide incredible reinforcement of the key principles that allow you to grow and scale your business. And whether you get your cutting-edge training and your quality connections from my groups, or whether you take the time and invest the money to produce your own comprehensive training and establish your own mastermind networking groups, the point is the same. You can't compete in the current economy with the current changes happening in our industry without these 3 critical factors. So far, we've been talking about the getting and keeping of customers and the making of sales. That's the top line side of things. But now, let's look a little deeper. Anyone who's been involved in the promotional products industry for any length of time knows that the global recession of 2009 was not kind to our industry. A combination of economic factors took their toll and wiped out nearly 5 years of gains, reducing industry sales by 20%, from $19.8 billion in 2008 down to $15.9 billion in 2009. At the same time, industry profit margins plummeted from 34.5% down to 33.9%. Recovery was slow, but industry sales rallied back to $17.4 billion in 2010, $18.5 billion in 2011, $19.4 billion in 2012, then to a new all-time high of $20.5 billion in 2013. So the recent sales trend has been very encouraging. Since the recession, gross profit margins in our industry were also on the rise, since bottoming out at 33.9% in 2009. They battled back to reach 34.2% in 2010, 34.5% in 2011, and 34.8% in 2012. But then, something rather troubling happened. In 2013, the sales and profit trends decoupled, and gross profit margins tumbled to 32.9%, a full percentage point lower than the bottom reached in 2009. So the industry is now generating more sales, but on average, distributors are making less money on each sale. And sometimes, when you come up against a website or a lowball competitor, they still have a competitive advantage that you don't. And that is preferential pricing. Let's face it, sometimes you can't compete on price simply because you're paying more for the products you buy than your competition pays. This directly impacts the profitability side of things, and objectively, it makes you less competitive. This has necessitated a third critical factor that serious promotional products distributors need to succeed. And that third critical factor is preferential pricing in the form of EQP buying power. Obviously, you can't compete if your competitors are paying less for exactly the same products from the same suppliers as you are. But EQP pricing in the hands of low-end order takers and product peddlers? That just leads to more price cutting, which devalues our industry even further. And the rush to zero margin is not a race I want to win. That's why these three critical factors are so important and so tied together. It's important to understand that unless the work you're engaged in helps you with the five levels of promotional product sales or the three critical factors you need to succeed, you're focused on the wrong work. That may sound pretty extreme, but literally, everything you do in your business or sales career should be done with the five levels of promotional product sales in mind, with a particular focus on number one, the getting and keeping of customers. Management guru Peter Drucker once said, "The purpose of the business is to create a customer, not to do networking or product research or cold calling or diddling with our websites. In fact, not even to make a sale." He said, "The purpose of the business is to create a customer." So when I say that everything you do in your business or sales career should be done with the five levels of promotional product sales in mind, with a particular focus on the getting and keeping of customers, I mean just that. And to the extent that we do any of the things I just mentioned, we do them for the express purpose of getting and keeping customers. We do networking or make cold calls to create a customer. We put up a website to create a new customer or retain an existing customer. We make a sale today, not for the purpose of making that particular sale, but for the purpose of creating a customer who will come back to us again and again and again. We hire salespeople, administrative people, and staff for the purpose of getting and keeping customers. In fact, the bottom four levels of promotional product sales are all performed in service to the top one, the getting and keeping of customers. In other words, the reason we engage in consultative selling, relationship marketing, product selling, and order taking is for the express purpose of creating and retaining customers. Even administrative tasks should be done with this in mind. If I'm sending out an invoice with the purpose of getting and keeping customers, how would that be different than if I simply sent out an invoice with the sole purpose of getting paid, collecting the money? Would my language be different? Probably. Would my attitude be different? Possibly. If my primary goal is simply to get the money, I don't have to be very diplomatic about that. But if my primary purpose is to get and keep a customer, I will likely communicate very differently. So every function in your business should be performed in the service of this primary purpose, the getting and keeping of customers. In fact, the three critical factors you need to succeed, cutting-edge training, quality connections, and EQP buying power, are only critical because they directly impact our ability to get and keep customers. Cutting-edge training teaches us how to engage in the right activities at the right time and leverage those right activities throughout our entire organization for the purpose of getting and keeping customers. Quality connections are necessary for meeting people, sharing ideas, networking, and demonstrating our value so we can get and keep customers. And the primary benefit of EQP buying power is in its ability to help us get and keep customers. Now here's an important point which I alluded to earlier. EQP buying power, without cutting-edge training, simply results in price cutting, which is detrimental to our entire industry. That's why these three critical factors are so intimately linked. If you have cutting-edge training without quality connections, you have no business. If you have quality connections and no training on how to best interact with your connections, you can do more harm than good. And even if you have cutting-edge training and quality connections, you can't compete if people can buy the same product for less money than you can, which is why EQP buying power is so critical. So let's talk about preferential pricing and EQP buying power for a moment. Right now, in our industry, there are three distinct groups of distributors when it comes to preferential pricing and EQP. The first group, at the top of the pyramid, consists of those who already get preferential pricing from all the key industry suppliers. This is a fraternity of top performers, which include all the major players and the large distributor companies. Naturally, when you find yourself selling against a member of this group in the market, you're at a distinct disadvantage because you'll pay more for exactly the same products. This means you'll either end up losing that business because they can sell it for less, getting the business, but getting paid less than your competitors for doing the same work because you don't have the same profit margins, or cutting your prices to the point where you're not making any money just so you can try to compete. The second group of distributors functions at the bottom of the pyramid. These are the people who generate so little in sales that preferential pricing wouldn't really help them. Some are part-timers, dabblers, and hobbyists who never really took the time to learn how to sell well or effectively. Usually they just fizzle out. This group also includes some bottom feeders, people who cut price to the bone just to make a sale here and there. Occasionally, you'll run into a bottom feeder who joins one of those low-end EQP groups, which provide discounts from a few dozen suppliers of various quality. But as we discussed earlier, EQP without cutting-edge training and high-quality connections usually just leads to more price cutting, which further devalues our industry. Fortunately, the best suppliers usually won't participate in programs who cater to bottom feeders, and most bottom feeders quickly fizzle out and look for something else to do. But this group also contains some hard workers, motivated people, new to the industry, who are just getting up and running. When these people take the time to study their craft, work hard, establish relationships, consult with clients, and focus on building a book of business, they eventually move up into the middle level, which includes everyone else. The middle group represents the bread and butter of our industry, the independent distributor, the sole proprietor, the mom and pop, the small business owner and salesperson out there every day, establishing relationships, consulting with clients, making sales, and taking orders, perhaps without the benefit of the three critical factors. They may lack the cutting-edge, industry-specific training. They may lack the quality connections, or they may not have access to EQP buying power. But this is the group that stands to benefit the most from the three critical factors, simply because they have so very much to gain. When you're able to channel this potent combination of EQP buying power, quality connections, and cutting-edge training to fully perform at the five levels of promotional product sales, your results go through the roof. So if you find yourself in this group, if you're generating $100,000, or $200,000, or $500,000, or even $1 million or more in annual promotional product sales, and if you don't have access to the three critical factors you need to succeed, then I have good news for you. We've recently opened the doors on a new program that will give a small group of independent distributors access to our Gold Inner Circle, which delivers a killer combination of EQP buying power, quality connections, and cutting-edge training at a price that's just enough to scare away the dabblers, hobbyists, cheapskates, and freebie seekers while remaining completely affordable, in fact, a total no-brainer for anyone in our industry who is generating a reasonable volume of sales and who is also serious about growing their sales and profits, maximizing their margins, and interacting with the best and brightest in our industry. In the right hands, this powerful combination of EQP buying power, quality connections, and cutting-edge training is a real game-changer. Of course, this program is not for everyone, but if you think you might like to participate, or at least know more, then visit www.smarteqp.com. That's www.smarteqp.com. And even if this program is not for you, I hope you found this training to be extremely beneficial. and that you'll begin to apply the 5 levels of promotional product sales and the 3 critical factors you need to succeed in your own business. If you're just getting started, or if you're generating less than $250,000 a year in gross sales, here are some specific things you'll need to know in order to grow your client base as quickly and effectively as possible. Most of it boils down to who to approach, how to approach them, what to say, and how to say it. As I alluded to earlier, the 2 primary reasons that distributors fail are, first, that they don't know what to do. Or more specifically, they have a general idea of what to do, but they never manage to learn the specifics of how to do it exceptionally well. And second, those who know what to do, but fail to fully and consistently implement what they know. They lose sight of it, they get distracted, and they fail to stay on course. Very often, those who are brand new to the industry are most enthused about it. They're so excited by all the potential and all the opportunity, they just can't wait to get started. So they don't. They just dive right in. They immerse themselves in catalogs and cold calls and telling everyone they know about what they're doing. Their sheer passion about their new venture is electric. So they talk to everyone they know, and many people they don't know, while overlooking one important thing. They don't know what they're talking about. In their sheer enthusiasm to get started, they fail to take the time to really learn the job, learn the industry, or learn how to do things well. Instead, they either wing it, making it up as they go, or they play follow the follower, learning it from someone else who never really bothered to learn how to do it correctly in the first place. Which businesses and industries are most likely to buy promotional products? Which people and positions within those businesses and industries are most likely to buy promotional products? Why do they buy them? What motivates them to take action and make a purchase? What should a true promotional advisor ask them? What are their primary concerns, and how can we address those concerns? What should we say, and how should we say it? Many people are fired up about this industry, but their lack of industry-specific knowledge makes it impossible to convert that enthusiasm into sales. So they get themselves in front of a lot of people, but they say the wrong things, ask the wrong questions, recommend the wrong products, and choose the wrong suppliers. As a result, they miss deadlines, they alienate prospects, lose sales, give the industry a black eye, and eventually burn themselves out. This is a fact of life in our industry. It's always happened like this, and it will continue to happen. That's the bad news. The good news is that it doesn't have to happen to you. When bright, motivated salespeople and business owners get the industry-specific training they need, they can quickly become sales superstars and dominate their markets because they're willing and able to do what it takes to succeed. As I ask you the following 3 questions, I encourage you to answer them for yourself out loud. First, are you open to learning the specific strategies and action steps that would allow you to become extremely successful in this business and earn up to your potential? Yes or no? After learning these things, would you commit to actually taking action, consistent action on these things every day, putting them to work in your business? Yes or no? If you answered yes to the previous 2 questions, then I've got one more, and it's a tough one. Are you willing to invest a little upfront in yourself to learn what you need to know rather than flying blind and squandering enormous amounts of money over an extended period of time on expensive trial and error? Yes or no? You need to decide. Invest a little upfront in yourself or invest a lot over a period of time with expensive trial and error. It's your call. But if you answered yes to all 3 of these questions, then I encourage you to go to www.gettingstartedlive.com and check out the free videos. Take a look at the primary things you need to master. And if what I've been saying to you in this program makes sense to you, if it resonates with you, and if you'd like to take the next step, then I encourage you to test drive the complete Getting Started Success System, risk-free in your business for 1 full year. The address again is www.gettingstartedlive.com. If you're already grounded in all the essentials of promotional product sales and just need to bring in new clients now with no problems and no excuses, check out Top Secrets of Customer Acquisition. This exclusive training system is tested and proven to turn total strangers into paying clients. Sound too good to be true? Well, consider this. Isn't that the job of every successful salesperson, to turn total strangers into paying clients? The fact of the matter is that for most people in our industry, getting new clients is like a roll of the dice. Sometimes they're able to do it, sometimes not so much. And the reason it's so unpredictable is that not one salesperson in 100 has a proven system or process in place for turning strangers into clients. So if you're not currently generating enough new clients and revenue, ask yourself the following questions. First, do you have a system in place for converting cold leads into hot sales? Very few businesses have such a system, and even fewer have one that works every time they use it. But Top Secrets of Customer Acquisition creates results for you every time you use it. More importantly, the system is self-diagnostic. The process itself shows you exactly how to examine what's working and fix what's not so that you continually improve the results you get. Second, are you as focused and diligent as you need to be in your follow-up procedures? How much contact with a prospect is too much? How much is too little? While many people err on the side of too little contact, Top Secrets of Customer Acquisition lays out a procedure for you to follow up aggressively and effectively without coming across like a stalker. The system tells you exactly how to follow up and when. Third, do you spend too much time engaged in non-revenue generating activity? If this is a problem for you, you're not alone. Day-to-day demands and the tyranny of the urgent often conspire to distract you from the money-getting activities you need to take on a daily basis. But Top Secrets of Customer Acquisition brings you right back to the specific activities that allow you to focus on the money work. Business overhead expenses are insidious. They drain your cash without providing any meaningful return. And while some overhead costs are necessary, others just rob you of your resources and leave you with less and less to work with each month. For example, every 30 days, another rent or mortgage payment comes due, regardless of whether or not you've sold anything. Every month, your automobile payments must be made, even if no one buys a single thing from you. 12 times a year, you have to pay your phone and utility bills, whether or not you've added a single new client or even one thin dime in profitable new business. And taxes? Don't get me started on taxes. Right now, you probably have a good idea of how much cash is going out each month. But if you'd like to get a better idea of how much cash could be coming in, check out Top Secrets of Customer Acquisition. You can get all the details online at www.topsecretswebsite.com or call us toll-free at 1-800-494-2721. Outside North America, call 610-685-9700. Isn't it time you got a process in place for generating new customers like clockwork? Give us a call or visit us online today. Finally, I'd like to ask you a question. Have you ever wondered what it takes to quickly reach and exceed $1 million a year in promotional product sales? What do you have to do better and differently to generate $1 million, $3 million, even $10 million in annual promotional product sales? Is it something that can be learned? Is it something that can be replicated? In an exclusive private invitation-only event that I held in Las Vegas, Nevada, I interviewed three industry veterans about their exceptional success. The room was packed, standing room only. Each of the participants was a Top Secrets of Promotional Product Sales trained client who generates in excess of $1 million a year in promotional product sales. In some cases, well in excess of $1 million a year. We already discussed the fact that every human being has the same number of hours in each day. 24 hours is fixed, it's inflexible. So the people who generate over $1 million a year in sales have specific ways of making their time count for much more than those who earn less. What are those ways? What specifically are they doing? How do they prioritize their work? How do they decide what to do and what not to do? What percentage of their time is spent with new clients versus existing clients? What's an ideal day like for a multi-million dollar producer? And how does that differ from a typical day? In this program, we probed the lead generation and prospecting habits of multi-million dollar producers. What are their primary methods of prospecting? What is their most effective method? What types of clients do they target? And how specifically do they target them? Explore the way that million-dollar producers position themselves in their markets, the primary message they each try to convey to their prospecting clients about themselves and their businesses, how this differs from when they were first starting out, and what the perception is about each of them among both their clients and their competitors. Find out about their daily habits, the most important activities they do themselves, and the most important activities that they've learned to delegate. We'll also talk numbers, number of clients required to get to the level of sales they've achieved, the average order size, frequency of purchase, even gross profit margins, and the critical but often overlooked risk-to-reward ratio on each order. This information alone can keep you from getting killed if a large order goes bad. We also investigate the communication procedures of multi-million dollar producers, their primary methods of contacting clients, how often they contact them, what reasons they use to get in touch, and what excuses they use as well. We'll tackle the importance of creating a reliable supplier network, how they choose and replace suppliers when necessary, and how they manage all those supplier solicitations and catalogs. Naturally, we'll discuss products, which categories do well, and which specific items have worked for them. And in addition to the live summit, you'll also get brand new, never-before-offered material all about how to become a multi-million dollar producer. To listen to excerpts from that program and to get complete details on the system, go to www.topsecretswebsite.com. That's www.topsecretswebsite.com. You're in charge of your destiny. But if I can help you in any way to get the money that you know this industry offers, I'd love to help you do so. Please feel free to give us a call toll-free at 1-800-494-2721 or visit us online at www.topsecretswebsite.com.
If you are serious about squeezing every available dime in profit and opportunity from your business, order Top Secrets now using a major credit card. If you are like most people, it will transform the way you do business. Don't you owe it to yourself and your family to call right now? To order Top Secrets online now using your Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express, log on to www.topsecretswebsite.com. To order by phone, call Blaze Drake and Company, toll-free at 1-800-494-2721. That's 1-800-494-2721. Top Secrets of Promotional Product Sales. Pick up your copy today.